Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
I'm going to like to welcome everybody back to the Football's Family Podcast. I wanted to hop on just to, especially before the season starts, to kind of give you my two cents about who's going to make it to the playoffs, who's going to win their divisions, all that. Last year, I think I did okay. I picked the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, which makes a lot of sense. It was an easy pick. I get it. But I did pick my Titans to win the South, and they would have done that if it wasn't for the fact that they lost seven games in a row and that Trevor Lawrence went nuts at the end of the year. So this year I've got my teams. I've got 14 teams. The 14 teams make it to the playoffs, and I'm going to give you my opinion on their seeding and who wins their divisions. Now, again, I'm going to be wrong probably most of these, but that's okay. This is what is fun about it. If you got any comments, send it to me. If you got any questions, send it to me. Follow me at Jeremy_McFarland on Twitter, Football's Family Podcast on Facebook. Like and subscribe on any podcaster of your choice, Stitcher and anything like that. Just subscribe and give me a rating so I can get better and learn to get better. But quickly, I'm going to give you my picks. The AFC, I have the first overall seed going to the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, this is easy. This is easy. Unless something happens to Patrick Mahomes and if Travis Kelce doesn't come back, that probably could change. If Patrick Mahomes goes down, Kansas City goes down. They are so tied into Patty Mahomes that that's the big thing. If they go down, I can see another team from the West jumping up and winning the West, but I don't see them going to the first overall seed. Number two, I'm hearing a whole lot of stuff about this, about how bad Buffalo is going to be this year or how they have underperformed. Do not count out Buffalo. I see them, if they can come through the East and win the East, they will be high on this list. Will they be number two? Maybe not. Maybe they'll be three or four. But to me, Buffalo is the second seed in the AFC, and I think they win the East. That being said, you're going to hear the next two that'll come from the East. I picked three teams from the East to go to the playoffs. Number three, Jacksonville. This hurts me. I feel the Titans can win the South. But I also feel like only one team from the South will make it to the playoffs this year. And to me, I don't see this changing anytime soon until the Titans can do something. C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson are going to get handed to them this year. They're not on good teams. But I think both of those kids are going to be insane soon. I think Anthony Richardson has a high upside, and C.J. Stroud is awesome too. I don't think Houston or Indianapolis are going to have a great year. Tennessee could, but I think Jacksonville wins the South. It depends. If Tennessee and Jacksonville split the season, that could change some things, but I don't know if they're going to do that or not. Number four, Cincinnati. We're still kind of wondering about what's going to happen with Joe Burrow. I think at this point, Cincinnati is the best team in the North, but man, it all depends on their quarterback. And by the way, pay the man. The Browns are not that good at paying people. Pay the man or watch him go. You have a franchise quarterback that has nearly gotten you to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. He got you one time and he could have got it last year too. Pay the man. Cincinnati's number four. Baltimore, number five. Lamar Jackson, if he stays healthy, again, a lot of this deals with a quarterback. I get it. But Baltimore is one of the more well-rounded teams. And I hate saying that because it's Baltimore, but I'm aware of things. I could see things. Baltimore is that good. And Lamar Jackson is that awesome. Lamar Jackson is one of my favorite players out there. He is a cheat code out on the field. He's that good. Keep him healthy and watch what happens. the Cincinnati-Baltimore pick could switch. Easy for me. Number six, what difference does one player make? Aaron Rodgers makes that big of a difference. The Jets with their coach, Robert Saleh, is awesome. With their defense, that's awesome. With their offense, now with him and the updates that they made this year, could that make a big difference? I think they make the playoffs this year. I think they finish second in the AFC East. The third team would be the Miami Dolphins. If Tua doesn't get concussed 14 times this year, I think Tua takes the Dolphins to the playoffs. I think that they're number seven in the AFC, but they make it to the playoffs. Now, notice the other teams that are playing or that don't make it. It's going to be tight. It's going to be hard. The West is going to be hard because I think Russell Wilson comes back and Justin Herbert's going to be fine. I don't know about the Raiders. I think that Matt Jones is going to be okay, but I don't think he'll be the quarterback for long over it for the Patriots. You look at the North, Cleveland, and, you know, Cleveland is not going to necessarily be that competitive overall. I don't know how you look at it in that sense. How does Cleveland rate with the other teams in there? And Pittsburgh is going to win, is going to have a winning record as they always do, but I don't think they make the playoffs. I think that the two top teams in the AFC North are Cincinnati and Baltimore. Pittsburgh is up and coming, but they're not there yet. So who comes out of the AFC? Well, if I was a betting man, and I'm not, the easy money would be on Kansas City. But if you wanted to go for a long shot, it would either be Cincinnati or Buffalo. But if I put it down, it'd be Kansas City, unless Patrick Mahomes gets hurt. Then I would look at the other teams, and it'd be wide open. San Francisco, or go over to the NFC. Here's where I had a problem. I have it written down here that I picked San Francisco to finish first in the NFC. I don't know if I agree with that now. I wrote that down thinking, I don't know if I agree with that. Although I think San Francisco is a sneaky pick to make it to the Super Bowl. But probably the team that should have been first in the NFC is my second team, and that's Philadelphia. Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is the man. And then you have my boy A.J. Brown. He should still be a Titan. A.J., we love you. We do. But I think Philadelphia, with all the Georgia players they got, the team is just loaded. I don't know who's going to beat them in the NFC. San Francisco would have a better chance, but I don't know if they can do it. Number three, I picked Detroit to win the North. Once Aaron Rodgers left, it's wide open. Justin Fields is awesome. Chicago's getting better. The Vikings are the Vikings, but I think Detroit wins this year. I would love to see, of course, the game is tomorrow. I'm recording it on Wednesday. The game's tomorrow that Detroit's playing Kansas City. If Detroit puts up a good fight, man, that team is going to be hard to beat this year. It's just going to be hard to beat. Number four, I picked the Saints to win the South. The Falcons are going to put up a good fight. The Bucs will not. The Bucs will not put up a good fight. They're just not going to be that good this year. I think Caleb Williams, I think they're looking at getting him for the first overall pick. But I look and I see the Saints winning the South. I just don't know. The Falcons could do it, but I think the Saints are going to do it. Number five, I picked the Vikings. I do believe in the Vikings. I think the Vikings are a better team than people give them credit for. They're not going to win 13 games this year. I just don't think they can do that. They're one-score games that they won. They went, I think, 11-0 last year. That's insane. It can't be duplicated. You just can't. I think their team is well-rounded. Justin Jefferson is a stud. And Kirk Cousins can get him the ball. That's what he has to do. Just get him the ball and get out of the way. I think they make the playoffs. I think the Seahawks make the playoffs. I think they are number six, and I think they're going to do it because the Seahawks are a good, sneaky team. I like the Seahawks. Arizona is not making the playoffs, but I think Seattle will make the playoffs. But if you look at it also, number seven, I picked the Cowboys to make the playoffs, and I picked them to get Philly's going to run away with the East if they stay healthy. I don't see the Giants making the playoffs this year. I don't think they're going to be a bad team. I just don't see them doing it because of the other teams in the NFC. I picked Dallas to make the playoffs. Now, does that mean that I pick them to go more than one round? Probably not, but I do pick them to do it. So if you're looking at my list right now, I pick either – I say Kansas City makes it in the AFC, and again, it's going to be a toss-up, but maybe Philly. Philly makes it in the NFC, and we have a rematch. And this time, there's not going to be a phantom holding penalty. And Philadelphia, with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, win the Super Bowl. And my Philly friends out there, you guys are going to parade with the Lombardi. And I can say that you're welcome, that we gave you probably the best weapon in the NFL with A.J. Brown. But Jalen Hurts, my goodness. I don't know if you can get much better than that. Y'all paid him, and he deserved it. He deserved it. Thank y'all for listening. Let me know what I did right. Let me know what I did wrong. Thank you for listening to the Football's Family Podcast.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
The Pigskin Tales Podcast is all about the lesser-known pro football players. Yes, there are stories about the ones we know, like Brad Tarkenton and Harold Red Grange. But have you ever heard of Ernie Nevers? How about Dave Osborne or even Grady Alderman? These men created their own path to the NFL. How did they do it? Listen to the Pigskin Tales Podcast, now streaming on your favorite music platform. Go to pigskintales.com.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.